interesting.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Interesting. I'm your host. My name is Anthony Vasquez, and I know it's been a long time since the last episode. I'm going to try to get back in it. I'm going to start you guys off slow with a real short episode. And this episode is actually from one of our favorite characters, my dad. Yeah, you guessed it. He was over last month with my little sister, and we were sitting around a campfire, and I started recording. I actually forgot about the recording until a couple days ago. And I listened to it, and I was like, there's actually some really good stuff in this. So I edited it up, and here it is. So it's going to be a little bit different of episode. I'm going to interject in between parts just because the conversation kind of went everywhere, and I'm just going to give you guys some context. But other than that, just sit back and enjoy, and remember, as always, all stories on Interesting are true according to the storyteller. Enjoy. In the first part of this story, my dad talks about the days of cocaine and totally incriminates himself. Enjoy. Would you just sell it by like gram or
quarters?
Yeah. Quarters? How do you sell coke? I thought
quarter grams.
Oh, quarter grams. Okay. How much is a quarter of a gram?
Well, back then it was $20, $25. Now it's way more.
You know that you've kept up with the current prices.
Everybody was doing coke back then.
Yeah. It was Scarface this way. Scarface.
Pablo Escobar bringing it all into you guys, telling you guys it was good for
Your heart.
Diet and.
Yeah, good to lose weight.
As a supplement.
good diet pills.
Yeah.
I'm sure. People's noses get real fucked up from doing coke.
Get like deviated.
Freddie, I don't know if you know Freddie Mio. He did so much coke on one of his nostrils that in the middle right here had a big hole going through it,
yeah.
About this size.
Wow.
It was going through almost, not all the way, but it was going in there.
You can see it?
Yeah, yeah. I show you, man. Look at my nose there.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do now? He goes, well, I'm going to do it on this side. I used to wash my nose out all the time. Yeah, get all, or else you'd be all caked up in there.
Yeah.
Which is coke?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You should have given classes on how to do coke properly.
Well, people knew. They just didn't do it. They didn't want to waste it. They get the, in the morning you get the water and suck it up so the rest that's stuck in your nose goes into your head.
What year would you say you stopped doing coke?
When I got you.
Really?
Yeah, because I reported your mother for doing drugs, so I had to stop too.
And you just stopped cold turkey? No big deal?
Mm-hmm. No big deal.
That's what I'm saying. You got like such like a strong willpower. It's crazy.
Frank's like me. Frank stopped too, drinking and doing shit.
Mm-hmm.
We just stopped.
You guys all dressed terribly and did coke.
Dressed terribly?
I looked at some of the clothes. I think it looks fucking snazzy.
No, the 80s was atrocious.
God. Dressed terribly. I still dress the same. Levi's in a t-shirt.
As most of you know, my dad's from California. He grew up there. He went to a high school in San Jose, California called James Lick High School. It's still there to this day. So this part, my dad just talks about his tenure in high school. Hope you guys enjoy.
And you stopped going to James Lick when you were a sophomore?
In the beginning of my sophomore. Couple months in, but there was another John Vasquez, same grade and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I put my application, I'll say I graduated because that other John Vasquez graduated. So if they look it up, they're gonna see John Vasquez graduated. So I always put a graduated in my applications.
What if you like ruin that guy's life? He's like, God, I didn't do all these things.
They're like, no, this John Vasquez graduated, he's another guy, you did it.
Go get me a diploma from James Lick.
What if there's like some like flaw in the system where like to this day they're still calling your name and roll call and shit? Like John Vasquez? I guess not.
He's not here again? As soon as he got that damn car, he didn't come to school no more. I'd get to the parking lot, get off the car, see a couple guys. Got any money? Yeah, let's go. We take off and go buy beer and go to Elm Rock Park.
That was it.
That was it, man. We used to go right there to Mr. T, the liquor store, and buy our beer.
What year would you have graduated?
What are you talking about? He did graduate.
He's, oh, yeah.
I graduated.
His whole life, he'd have reaped the benefits of graduating.
Okay, so in this part of the story, my dad is talking about where he wants his ashes spread when he dies. So, enjoy.
I've got three different insurances. Uh-huh. But one insurance, I don't think it's accidental if I die in an accident, like an airplane wreck or something.
Okay. That's a great Whoa. Thing to talk about right now. It's not like we're going to get on an airplane anytime soon. Jeez.
It's accidental only.
Okay.
But the other two are death.
Like straight up death.
Yep. So can I trust you to burn me?
I'll burn you and take you to the whorehouse if you wanted.
All right.
I'm like, sir, this is a retirement home now. It's not a whorehouse anymore.
Well, they were whores in their day.
These were whores. Get these whores out here. This is what he wanted.
Okay, so this is the final part. This part mostly revolves around my little sister. She's hilarious. She is very short and very pretty and very much a girl. You'll understand why I'm saying that when you listen to this story. I hope you guys enjoy.
And my hair was really close. That's when it was cut super short like a boy and I had a beanie on. And then like my work pants. So those were like just, you know, plain black, probably like Dickies. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so Paul was like, can you go drive us to go get beer? We've been drinking. Yeah. So I take Paul, Trigger, and Oscar to go buy beer. And we go, and then he's like, oh, this happens to be like a club, like a dance place. And I'm like a club or whatever. We go in, and it's like a topless bar kind of situation where there's like girls dancing, drinking, but it's also like really ghetto and like really small and like just kind of gross.
Yeah.
And he orders a bucket of beer, and I'm like, fuck, we gotta drink this whole bucket before we could leave, right? And I have to drive, but I'm trying to like chug beers as fast as I can so we could go. Because we were just supposed to go to the store and be back. And I'm like, why did they bring me here? Like, in my head, I'm like, why am I here with, like, essentially, like, with my brother? Like, why did they all just be like, yeah, it's okay. We could just bring Rudy in here with us. It's fine. Like, we could have a good time together. And I thought about it later. And I'm like, do they think I was gay or some shit? Like, I'm going to just tell them now? Or, like, mm-hmm. And I
hate to tell you, but we all thought so.
I know.
Really? She was like a little boy. Anyway, continue your story. I never thought you were gay.
So my first whorehouse experience was with basically like a group of brothers to me, which is great, which is always how you want to spend that first time.
Well, I'll never take you to a whorehouse if that's any consolation.
I kind of wish you would now that it would just seal the, you know. I'd be like, okay, all my brothers. So it was a right.
It's a thing to do.
It's a thing to do. Obviously, with your sister, with your little sister, it makes the most sense.
Didn't when you were working at, you told me when you were working at one of those old homes or something, one of the guys there tell you, when did you stop?
That same time. That was around the same time.
When did you stop liking boys?
He used to tell me like super vulgar jokes because he just said like, what are you? And I said, I don't know. He's like, why do you look this like? Why do you look? He was like Filipino, so he didn't care. He was just like, why do you look this way? And I was like, I'm a tomboy. And then he was like, oh. And I said tomboy, like, you know, I'm a girl, but I just, like, dress kind of like a guy. And then in Filipino culture, being a tomboy means that you're gay.
Mm-hmm.
So he thought I was telling him that I was gay. So he would tell me all these, like, really vulgar jokes about women. And I would just be like, all right. And then, like, just keep working.
All right.
And they were always, like, really gross. I would just be like, why the fuck does he feel like he could tell me this? And then there was a guy that worked there that I started talking to, liked. And he was, like, shocked. He was like, you like boys? And I was like, yes, I do like boys. And he was like, this whole time I thought you were gay. That's what you said, you were a tomboy. And I'm like, yeah, that means I look like a boy. Like, I dress like a boy, but I'm still a girl. And he was like, that's not what Filipinos mean when they say it. He legit was like, I've been telling you all these jokes. Like, he even knew that they were bad. And I was like, yeah, you have. You definitely have. But now I know. Now I know that you guys all thought I was gay. I had boyfriends. How did you guys all think I was gay?
Mm-hmm. The way you dress.
All right. I don't necessarily like the way you dress either, but I'm...
But I'm not having dresses on.
That'd be questionable. They'd be like, I think he might be gay. I don't know what it is.
Man, I've seen John wearing a sundress the other day. Did you guys catch that?
Well, when you got pulled over down Fisher, that cop thought you were a little boy driving too, didn't he?
Yeah, no, that was on Alum Rock.
On Alum Rock?
Yeah, on Alum Rock. I was just thinking about that the other day, too. He grilled me so... He was giving me so much shit. And then he was like, you're a girl. And then he was kind of nicer, but he already was being a dick so much that he just had to give me a ticket. Yeah.
And then when you ran for that concert cop, too, he thought you were a little boy that ran away.
Yeah, no, that was also true.
What?
That's when I had, like, really short hair. And I was drinking in this parking lot, like, close to the fair. And some cop came up and was like, hey, you guys. And then I just, I think I, like, just put the beer down or whatever. And I just, like, there was a bunch of cars because of the parking lot. And I just, like, went Skirted through them. The and then I just disappeared. And then the cop went up to my friends and was like, all I was going to say was, don't drink here. You could only drink in those designated areas. If you guys shouldn't be drinking, finish up and, like, just stop. You know, like, he was being cool. He was like, that little boy had no reason to run away. tell your friend that he had no reason to run away. And they're like, yeah, we'll tell him. This is all news to me, because I thought the only time that they thought I was gay was when I was really little. And that, before John, when I was really little, I used to only put my hair in a ponytail, like at the nape of my neck. And I played soccer all the time at school. There's all these like weird little points that they pieced together that all were happenstance. So the style choices was me. The soccer choices was because I went to school with a bunch of Mexican kids who everybody played soccer, girls and boys. Mm-hmm. Adline gave me this calendar of like bad rock bands, essentially. Like then it was like cool, but it was like not. It was like... like Nickelback and and it was like it one of the months had Melissa Etheridge, so the month happened to be like the Melissa Etheridge month. There was a song from Tattoo where the girls would kiss in the music video.
Oh, yeah, I remember that song.
And I liked that song.
Yeah.
And they were just like, they were like, look at the way she dresses, look at the fucking Melissa Etheridge poster in her room. Like they had like a whole conversation about how they were gonna accept me, and they were like, we just gotta let her be her, like we're gonna accept her either way. I think I was, like, 10 or so. Like, I was, like, little. Like, that's when they would have assumed, like, I wanted to start doing other shit or wearing makeup or something. And I just did it. And then, like, yeah. And then, so they had that talk. And my sisters told me about that kind of, like, after the fact. They're like, yeah, we all had a big old discussion about it. My sisters approached my mom saying, like, you gotta accept her. Like, we're pretty sure she's gay. Whatever she tells you, you gotta be, you gotta be open. And then... I didn't know about that until after the fact. Like, one of my sisters found, like, this thing that said I like this boy, and they were like, oh, you like boys? Like, this is crazy. And I thought that was it. Like, I thought, like, when middle school started and I had, like a little, like, boyfriend, supposedly that, like, the things were done. But apparently John's telling me there was a resurgence after that where they were like, I don't know, maybe it was a front. Maybe she was lying to herself. she said no, and she's dated boys, but I'm still not convinced.
I don't want to put my whole life, I thought this is the straightest girl I've ever known.
One day I might become gay because happens. All of you guys have you guys have all conjured it.
I know how you feel, though. A lot of people think I'm Indian, so
it's the same. So it's the same exact thing.
It's the same thing?
Yeah.
It's the same kind of had to come out of the closet moment, yeah. That you, for being Indian.
If you're Indian, go get some Indian money.
No, like not Native American, like from
India.
From Asia.
Oh.
All right, that does it for this episode. I'm really glad you guys listened. Thank you for your support, and I'm going to try to keep cranking these out. You know, I need your guys' help. If you have any stories that you think would fit, you just let me know and we'll check it out. So once again, guys, thank you so much, and we'll see you next time.
Interesting.